Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now on a Tuesday afternoon, it's our excuse to escape away somewhere or to something that'll try to make our lives that little bit better. And today we're talking about sea saunas, heat therapy, sauna rooms. And Liam Irwin from the Hotbox Sauna is with me here in studio today. Liam, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Thanks so much for having me on.
Not at all. You tell me about the hot sauna business, I suppose, first of all, that you've set up and then the benefits to people of that.
Okay, so the Hotbox Sauna is a business that myself and my two business partners, Dan and Luke, have set up. We set it up in 2021 during COVID. It was a bit of a, a COVID project for the three of us. And it was kind of inspired by the first mobile sauna that we were ever aware of in Ireland was down in Glenmalure Valley in Wicklow. And Dan and I went along about 7 years ago. And we absolutely loved it, thought it was amazing, thought we felt amazing and thought it was a really unique experience, and basically went back three or four times then. We were really kind of addicted to it. And we said to ourselves at that point, we would have been in college. If we can't get, you know, real jobs or big boy jobs, this is an idea that we could maybe come back to and revisit if we don't, you know, get a job straight out of college. And then, of course, we finished college and there were no job opportunities because of COVID. So we said, we said we'd do this if we were in this position, yeah. So we better give it a go. And that's really how it started.
That's how it started. Yeah. Where did it start?
It started in County Meath. So we were Dan did pretty much a 3 or 4 month sleepover in my parents' house at the time. And we built the first sauna on top of a 1980s Ivor Williams trailer. And that ended up down on the bank of the River Boyne in a beautiful place called Bective Mill. And so the Bective Mill, the landlord, our landlord, Oliver, he's such a legend, was kind enough and brave enough to let us try that idea out on his location.
So what was it that you got from that first experience in Wicklow? Like, what were the benefits that you got?
So I would separate the benefits into, like, there's three key reasons. So there's sports recovery, which that's not really me. There's the health benefits that people harp on about, that, you know, increased blood flow and circulation, reduced risk of cardiovascular health issues and stroke and all these things. And these are just things people say, and you know, they're the health benefits.
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. And then for me, there's just relaxation and just the feeling you get from a sauna. You come out feeling amazing.
Nothing wrong with that either, though.
So when we went down to Glenmalure, as I said, we had the sauna and it was middle of winter and you hopped in a freezing, freezing cold river. And the feeling that I personally got from coming out of that river was just such a, like, clear-headed, amazing, like, a feeling that I probably haven't had it from anything else.
Right.
And both of us, and I said, look, Dan, you know, did you feel like that coming out of there? He was like, yeah, this is amazing. Like, we have to come back here.
Yeah.
And I guess when we realized that feeling was quite unique, we thought, okay, maybe this is something that we should try to bring elsewhere and give to other people. And that's how it's all started, I suppose.
And if for no other reason, it's a kind of a time out, it's a bit of a personal time. It's just, like, stress free.
It's a stress reliever.
Chilling
100%.
Out. Yeah. I've only ever tried this once, actually, and it was at the Sweat House in Battlebridge. And they have something very similar where it's, you know, you go into the sauna and you spend your time in the sauna and you've got the heat off that. And then you get into the cold plunge bath. And, like, you know, it's Baltic and it's freezing. But there is that, like, big wake up sense
quite invigorating.
Yeah.
And I think the feeling that you get is probably coming way more from the cold. But in order to make you want that cold, I think a sauna is a great kind of, to make yourself uncomfortably hot in a sauna is something that drives you and makes it way more comfortable to get into that freezing cold.
So it's not just, I suppose, the smaller, or not necessarily the smaller, but the sauna boxes that you have, as you mentioned, on some of the rivers. You also too have the sea saunas at the likes of Ross's Point in Sligo.
Yeah. So we actually have five locations. So we have Ross's Point, Carlingford Marina. We have Greignamana at the bridge in Greignamana, Tinahinch, and we have the River Boyne, as I said, and then we have our sauna village in Inchcore, which is our newest venture, and that's like five completely unique sauna experiences with three quite large plunge pools, all different temperatures. So it really showcases, like, different temperatures, different styles of sauna and different kind of feelings that we hope to achieve. One of the saunas is silent.
Yeah. Is it a less posh spa? Is that a right 100%. Way to describe it?
It's
right.
An approachable spa right. experience.
Yeah. But you're not going there for the day. You're kind of... You're going there in the same way that you might treat, you know, I'm not going to say treat yourself to the gym, but you might treat yourself once a month to an experience or something.
100%. And, yeah. I would say I completely agree with you. So our slots are 45 minutes long on all our locations. Now you can book two of them. You can do an hour and 45 minutes if you want. But it's really just about fitting it into your day. And it really does. It's nice stress reliever in the middle of your day. And whether you're doing it for sports reasons or for the overall health benefits or just to relieve stress and have and get a dopamine hit, all those reasons are valid. And we don't want to close ourselves off to any of those reasons. We'd like to welcome everyone in.
Where did the popularity of this come from? Like, is it an Irish thing or these big across Europe?
So there's another conversation to be had about that. But saunas have been a thing in Ireland for thousands and thousands of years, and they've kind of discovered these sweat lodges up in Leitrim and stuff. But really, this form of sauna experience is coming from a place like this is coming from Finland. So this experience is really popular in Finland, in the Baltics, in Scandinavia. And I guess what I think or why I think it's taking off in Ireland is kind of the same reason tacos and like there's a globalization of habit. Mm. So basically with the internet people can just see these cool
habits.
Well,
I instantly think of having gone to the baths in Budapest before.
Yeah.
Not similar, but not dissimilar either.
Not dissimilar at all. Yeah. Same thing. Like, so there are saunas. Sauna culture is a thing all over the world. And like, myself, Luke and Dan have got obsessed with it, we've kind of looked into it a lot more. And like, sauna culture is huge in Japan. It's huge all over Europe. It's becoming massive in America. It's becoming massive in China. It's a really globalized phenomenon. And I think that is happening with kind of lots of health trends.
Is there an age profile typically that tend to access it?
Ireland is the way it is. It's difficult to insure things. So we are over 18s. So our main cohort would probably be slightly over 18 to, I guess, 50 or 60. But there is no cohort of people that don't come along to the sauna. We have
a little bit of a mix of everything.
And it's a nice activity that you can bring. It's very accessible. So you could come along with your mom or you could come along with your kid.
Yeah,
you can come along with your husband.
Accessible to all. Is it difficult? Like, are we welcoming for this? Are we set up for it in Ireland? Just, I know you mentioned insurance, but like, is it hard to get planning permission for the likes of stuff like this?
I think when you're new to do anything in Ireland, it is difficult to convince people that it should exist, can exist, is safe, you know. So Ireland it's a difficult place to get planning. It's a difficult place to start something new, I'd say. It's an expensive country. But at the same time, I think once something does become common, I guess we're a trendy country. We're a country like that. We follow each other.
Yeah.
So
want to hop on the trend.
Yeah, we hop on trends very hard, I think, in Ireland.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously going all right. I mean, you've said you've opened a number of different places across the country as well. Liam, listen, thanks a million for joining us here.
Thanks so much.
Yeah,
Andrew.
Not at all. Cheers. On the programme today. Liam Irwin, of course, the Hot Box Sauna. You'll be able to get details on their website, on their Instagram as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.